Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Strang Report, which is coming to you today from London, England, where I'm recording an interview with Vincent Sinan, who is probably the most respected scholar in the Pentecostal movement. So stay tuned after this word from our sponsor to find out about scholarship and Pentecostals.
Dr. Bill Hammond, the founder of Christian International Ministries, is considered to be the pioneering voice of the modern-day prophetic movement. In his 61 years of ministry, he has trained and equipped hundreds of thousands of saints and has personally prophesied to leaders of nations. He spent his life training people to hear the voice of God, and because of this, their world has changed. You can also change your world through Christian International Ministry, their products and their events. You'll be equipped to hear God for yourself and others, your role on earth as a believer, your purpose and destiny. You'll receive a wealth of revelation and insight about hearing and receiving the voice of the Lord. For more information on Christian International Ministries, visit their website at christianinternational.com. Again, the website, christianinternational.com. And thank you, Dr. Bill Hammond, for sponsoring this podcast.
Welcome back. I've known Vincent Sinan for a long time as the dean of the School of Divinity at Regent University, and now he is dean emeritus and plays a very interesting role in Pentecostalism because for years, Pentecostals were sort of anti-intellectual. They used to call seminaries cemeteries. And so tell me what's happened among Pentecostals and what your role is here in Empowered 21.
You're correct that the image of Pentecostals was anti-intellectual. And yet, in the last few years, the Pentecostals have started universities all over the U.S. and all over the world. And the Assemblies of God alone has 700 Bible colleges in the world. And so there's been an explosion of Pentecostal scholarship in recent years. We started a Ph.D. program at Regent while I was dean. And we're turning out PhDs now that are writing very significant books that are being published. And the E21, Empowered 21 movement has always had a scholar's track in all of our sessions, and I've led several of them. And we've published now, soon, five different books that have come out of this. We had a meeting here this week where we discussed grace in the Spirit-empowered movements, especially the different views on grace of the different denominations and movements within the renewal, and more particularly the recent grace movement that some people call hypergrace, which is a problem in certain parts of the world. So we had about 20 scholars who wrote wonderful papers. We hope to get a book, maybe through Charisma House, that would be a resource. We feel like the academy serves the church. We're not the church. We serve the church. And then we try to bring all that we can from our scholarship to help different movements and to bring light on different difficult situations and questions. So it's our joy to serve.
I want to ask about the scholars and academia, because if you look at history, many movements start in revival, and then they become what we would call liberal. They get away from their fundamental beliefs and doctrines. How are you avoiding that, or are you avoiding that, in what we call the Pentecostal movement, which now goes by different names? For a number of years, it went by charismatic. Now we're beginning to use the word empowered. Certainly Empowered 21 is using it and hoping that that'll be more adopted. Time will tell. But how are Pentecostals avoiding this drift toward liberalism?
Well, for years, professors and colleges were seen as a Trojan horse that would infiltrate into the church and bring liberal ideas and maybe make the movement lose its power. I've not found that to be true. Some of the most loyal Pentecostals I know are scholars who are reinforcing their heritage through their studies. And I think, though, the same forces are always there. And I think the idea of the renewal and the baptism in the Holy Spirit and the continuing flow of the gifts of the Spirit keeps calling us back to who we are and our role in the modern church world. The Pentecostal movement is the largest movement in the whole world, second only to the Roman Catholic Church in size. 659 million people is the last figure I've seen. And so we're excited about being a positive force in Christianity. We don't want to lose that. And so scholars that I know generally are very loyal, very happy to increase the influence of this great worldwide movement.
A lot's being said here at E21 about the next generation of leaders. What is happening among scholars? Are there new younger scholars in their 30s and 40s coming along? Did any of them participate here in London?
Yes, we have a lot of very young scholars. For instance, we're producing PhDs at Regent. At other places, the Assemblies of God Seminary has a new PhD. Oral Roberts is getting ready to start a new PhD. And these are younger scholars. They're coming from all over the world. They are very well prepared. And ever since, researchers of the first order, writers, good writers and publishers. So we see a bright future. In fact, some of the top theologians of the world now, like Amos Young, Miroslav Volf, and others, are recognized as some of the top young theologians in the whole world. So we're very proud of what we are seeing happening among scholars.
Well, I have a vested interest in this in the sense that we have published a couple of volumes of these works. They are not as popular among the general public, but I guess they're more for the Bible colleges and seminaries and maybe textbooks. Tell us how you see them being used or how they've been used already.
Well, this current set of four books on global renewal, one on Africa, one on Latin America, one on Asia, and one on North America and Europe, these will be a marker of the movement at this point in history. But we have most of the nations, major nations of the world, are covered in different chapters of what's happening in the renewal. And it is a fascinating story of worldwide growth, great influence, new colleges and universities springing up all over the world. So it is the most powerful spiritual movement in the world, I think, in the last 1,000 years. And I'm a historian that studied church history profoundly for most of my life. So we're talking about something extremely significant of worldwide size and scope.
And how are these books going to be used, in your opinion?
I think they'll be used by pastors, more in seminaries and colleges as textbooks. And that way they will be influencing new generations of young scholars who will use these books as models for their own research and as resources for their dissertations and their scholarly work.
And in case any of my listeners are wanting to be involved or they're wanting more information, how can they find more information online and how can they contact you?
Well, just look on Amazon.com, put my name in, Vincent Synan, V-I-N-S-O-N-S-Y-N-A-N. All of my books will come up. And then suggested parallel books will come up. So that's your best way to get into all of these resources.
Thank you, Vincent Synan, for your lifetime of work and contribution to the Pentecostal movement, for your contribution to the kingdom of God, and for being my friend.
Thank you, and it's a joy to be your friend, too.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Dr. Bill Hammond, founder of Christian International Ministries. Thank you, Dr. Hammond, for sponsoring this podcast. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.